I found a writing here that was written by Ray Steadman, who I have no idea who he is. It's called Thanksgiving and Praise. Thanksgiving and praise are to be the major elements of our singing. It is possible to give thanks and praise God individually, but if every congregation took time to let everyone do that, it would take all day. Singing is something we can do together. So through the ages, the believers in God, both in the Old and New Testament, have sung their praises and thanksgiving. It is the reason we should be careful not to sing in a desultory manner. Okay, I had to look that one up. And it means superficial, casual, or lukewarm. And we all know what God thinks about lukewarm. He doesn't like it. There is nothing more conducive to dullness in a service than half-hearted singing. So the exhortation here is most appropriate. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. That's in the hymnal in number 393, if you need to read that again. As I read that, it really occurred to me that a friend of mine used to tell me, well, back up a little bit. My brother Mike once said that I was the only one that had any singing ability in our family. If that's the case, we're pretty sad in that area. We have a lot of other things going on for our family, but not singing. Anyway, but I love to sing. I just am not particularly good at it. But I was telling a friend of mine that, and he said, you know what? He said, God loves to hear your voice. Just as you love to hear your children's voices, I mean, maybe not so much when they're whining and carrying on, but, you know, you're thankful that they are able to speak. because there are so many people in this world who aren't able to do that. So we can just rejoice in the fact that we can make it. See, my throat's bothering me today. that we can make a joyful noise. Now, sometimes when you look around a congregation, I won't say which one, we see people like this with their hymnal. And you know what? You can't really hear very well when your voice is down like this. So I think maybe I would like to challenge you this Thanksgiving and Christmas season to make a joyful noise. So when we sing, if you could hold your hymnals a little higher, and send your voice up to God a little more instead of putting it down in the book and closing it and leaving it there for the week. God likes to hear our voices. He loves to hear praise from us. Speaking, singing. People that say, oh, I can't speak in public, I can't sing. You can still make a joyful noise. And God loves it all. So keep that in mind.